It's the Ford Show! Ford Motor Company of Australia presents the Ford Show Orchestra, led by Bob Gibson, with Nina Coates, Darrell Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, and the Consoleurs, while the man at the wheel is yours truly, Guy Doman. By special arrangement with David N. Martin in Tivoli Theatres, our guest this evening is one of England's most famous comedians, Billy Russell. Ford Show singing star Darrell Stewart's formula for success is simple. Be a clown.
Be a clown, be a clown. All the world loves a clown. Act the fool, play the calf, and you'll always have the last laugh. Wear the cap and the bells, and you'll rate with all the great swells. If you become a doctor, folks will face you with dread. If you become a dentist, they'll be glad when you're dead. You'll get a bigger hand if you can stand on your head. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. Be a clown, be a clown. All the world loves a clown. Be a crazy buffoon, and the damsels will all swoon. Dress in huge baggy pants, and you'll ride the road to romance. A butcher or a bakey, ladies never embrace. A barber for a beau would be a social disgrace. They all will come to call if you can fall on your face. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. And they'll pay to say you're A1. If you become a farmer, you're the weather to buck. If you become a gambler, you'll be stuck with your luck. But Jack, you'll never crack if you can crack Tiger Duck. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown.
Ford is the greatest name in motoring, with over 50 years' experience in automotive engineering. Ford was first to invest heavily in Australia's future. This means that you get lots more than mere transport when you buy a Ford-built vehicle. You get the finest features first, with greater dependability, greater comfort, and the world's foremost styling. There's another consideration, too. Each and every unit in the big range of Ford-built cars and trucks is right on the job and right in price. Your friendly Ford dealer is within easy reach. He's the man who can supply a Ford-built vehicle for every purpose and every pocket. He has the Ford that's right for you.
This time, it's our lovely Nina Cook to sing with Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra, Amapola.
A boy found a dream upon a distant shore. A maid with a way of whispering, Senor. Each night, while guitars would softly play, seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, your lovely flower pretty little coffee was copied in lingerie charms from you.
Show Orchestra presents a special Bob Gibson arrangement of Billy Boy. Said and was submitted by Mr. Eric Connolly of Coogee, New South Wales, and the singer is Johnny O'Connor.
Mary said to be kindly remembered to you. Mary said to say that she hopes you're fine. She didn't have to tell me she's missing you all the while. For every time we mention you, there were tears behind her smile. You don't seem to remember her now, or do you? Though you said you thought she was so divine. Mary said to be kindly remembered to you and send you the love I wish was mine.
don't seem to remember her now, or do you? Though you said you thought she was so divine, Mary said to be kindly remembered to you, and sends you the love I wish were mine.
Thank you, Mr. Harry Connolly of Coogee, New South Wales, for your Ford Award entry entitled Mary Said. And now, by special arrangement with David and Martin and Tivoli Theatres, it is our pleasure, indeed our honor, to present as this week's guest one of the finest troopers in the world of show business. From London, we present here in person on the Ford Show tonight's Billy Russell.
My wife is critical of everything I do. Everything I do lately is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. Of course, she's like all the other women. They're all the same. They're all biased. They're biased. That's right. You take them out. It's biased this, biased that, biased the other. And the things she buys for herself, you wouldn't believe. It's ridiculous. She's been and bought herself a pair of slacks. I know you have a right to laugh. You should see her. You couldn't imagine anything. She's got a figure like a Venetian blind with a cord broken. I tried to tell her it's all wrong, but you can't tell her nothing. Well, it's like pouring water in a duck's ear hole. Well, being as it was fine on Easter, I thought we'd have a run out in the country. We got on a bus, one of them double-deckers, you know, and away we went. I said, we go up the top and want to smoke. We hadn't been going long, but she said, I'm not riding up here. I said, what for? She says, there's nobody driving. Well, we get out of the out in the country, and we got off the bus and went out, and it was lovely. We got under a tree. We opened the basket with all the sandwiches in and the lollies. And the lolly water. And there we were. And I says, lovely. And it's peaceful. She says, it won't be for long. I says, why? Have you got something to tell me? She says, yes, there's a bull making straight for us. And there was too. I says to the missus, I said, now be calm. Don't panic. Now don't panic. Just give me a leg up this tree. And When we were coming home, there was an accident. The bus hit another one and turned over. It was a smash, all right, smash, all right. If I hadn't kicked her in the jaw, we wouldn't have got a penny. And well, she's a peculiar woman. Well, they're a peculiar family, especially on her father's side. Yes, they're all funny on a father's side. On a mother's side, there's a big wart now. there's her brother Charlie. He's a right dilly. Mind you, the wife's got three more brothers besides Charlie. One of them's doing 7 years. There's another one. He comes up at the next assizes. Then there's the other one, he's on the town council, we keep quiet about him. he's been at it a long time, as a matter of fact, he's an alderman, a JP, a magistrate, justice of the peace, magistrate, sits on the bench, you know, all that sort of thing. He didn't do so good at that the first morning, so there was a couple of blokes brought up, charged with being drunk and disorderly. He gave one fella a month, the next fella he gave 6 weeks. The clerk of the court told him when it was all over. He says, you're going to get a lot of criticism over this morning's work. He says, what about it? He says, them drunk and disorderly cases. He says, you give one fellow a month, the next fellow you give 6 weeks. He says, I know what I'm doing. Second chap used to work for me in my building trade. He was always nattering about time and half. Now he's got it. Well, time marches on. I know it looks as if it's galloped all over me. I'll have to be getting on my way. Yeah, I could stand here all night and talk to you. But you wouldn't take anything I say seriously, and I'm glad about that, because all I've been telling you is a lot of lies. Just lies. All that stuff I've been saying about the wife, that's lies. Here's what I really think about. They croon of dames with fancy names upon the radio. Now my old gal, her name is Sal, that's plain enough, I know. She ain't got lots of glamour like a movie queen. Her face is kind of commonplace. Well, you know what I mean. For she ain't what you'd call a Venus. She ain't no Madonna in a gilded frame. She's just an ordinary woman. She's got an ordinary name. She don't wear stylish clobber or lovely silken hose. Just a frock and an apron. It suits her, I suppose. But she loves to jaw. Oh dear, oh Lord, her voice, it ain't low or sweet. She blows hot and cold, but she's got a lot of gold. Ask any of the neighbours down our street, although she ain't no high-born lady, still I love her just the same. Just an ordinary woman with an ordinary name. She's a bit of a tartar, is my old gal. She can hold her own any day, but deep down she's as gentle as a lamb. I wouldn't have her any other way. And the way she runs our house, you know, it's a marvel. The washing, cleaning, cooking, shopping and such. And the kids, they're credits to her. Yeah, she's a wizard, it's my old Dutch. And if any of the neighbours in trouble, you can bet she's there right on the dot. I ain't a millionaire. We ain't got a lot to spare. But she'll do what she can with the little bit she's got. She ain't no high-born lady. Still I love her just the same. Just an ordinary woman with an ordinary name. We've been together now for 40 years. It don't seem a day too much. Now there ain't a lady living in this land that's always swapped for me dear old
Billy Russell will return to the program shortly. Meantime, here is David Lowe.
Nearly everyone needs a motor vehicle these days. It takes the drudgery out of travel, speeds up transport, and makes life smoother. Whatever your reason for buying and driving, you'll buy better and drive with greater pride when you buy Ford built. There's a wide range of Ford-built vehicles for every purpose and every pocket. Whether you need an economy, 10-horsepower car, or a big V8, a light utility, or a 5-ton truck, Ford-built vehicles are right in price, right in design, and right on the job. The same applies if you're on the land. Australia's most versatile tractor is Fordson Major. There's always a friendly Ford dealer within easy reach. He's the man who'll help you choose the Ford that fits your future.
And now our guest star, Billy Russell, returns to recall with Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra and Singers some of the old songs made popular back in the days of the English Music Hall.
Let's all go down the strand. Let's all go down the strand.
I'll be leader, you can march behind. Come with me and see what we can find.
Let's all go down the strand. Oh, what a happy band. That's the place for fun and noise. All among the Delta noise. So let's all go down the strand.
Ah, let's all go down the strand. That was a grand old song. And now let's go back a few more years. Back to the days of Leslie Stewart, prolific composer of music hall songs, who wrote that delightful little operetta, Floradora. And the most popular song from that production was...
Tell me, pretty maiden, are there any more at home like you?
There are a few. Proper too.
Then tell me, pretty maiden, what these very simple girlies do.
Fine, sir, their manners are perfection, and the opposite of mine. If I love you, would you tell me what I ought to do to keep you all?
I got back to the music halls after the First World War. One of the most popular tunes was I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Yes, a lot of bubbles burst after the First World War. And I remember two dear old friends of mine who were not doing so well at the time. But then, in 1929, they wrote a song together and presented it at the Metropolitan Music Hall in the Edgware Road, London. I'm talking of my two old friends, Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. And the song...
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you find me, tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight come sleeping, heralding the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fair. I hear the trains rattle, whistling by above. The pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away.
I said, Bud, would you like to have this dance with me?
Sorry, Chess, I have my heavy underwear on.
Oh, just once around the adrenaline?
Okay, if you lead.
Say, Bud, have you seen my new gold teeth?
Gold teeth? Have you tried platinum?
Platinum? I'm not that long in the tooth, man.
Pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away.
Dear old London town, with its many music halls of that time, one of the greatest music hall favorites all over the country was a Sydney girl. Yes, she came to us as a girl and was with us for over 50 years. A great person, a lovable artist. I refer to Florrie Ford. If she sang a song, she made it a hit. And here's one of her greatest hits. I'm sure you all know the words and the tunes. So let's join Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra and sing Who's Your Lady Friend?
Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? Who's the little girlie by your side? I've seen you with a girl or two. Oh, 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 I am surprised at you.
Hello, hello, hello. Now what's your little game? Don't you think your ways you ought to mend?
It wasn't the girl I saw you with the frightened.
This week, the Ford Show featured as guest star English comedian Billy Russell by arrangement of David N. Martin and Tivoli Theatres. Nina Cook, Darryl Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, the Consoleurs, the Ford Show Orchestra led by Bob Gibson, and your master of ceremonies, Guy Dolman. The Ford Show is produced and directed by Darcy Fitzgerald. David Lowe speaking.
A reminder to David that the Ford Show will be back again at the same time next week, presented by Ford Motor Company of Australia. The Ford Show is broadcast over an Australia-wide network to our armed forces in the Far East through the British Commonwealth Forces Network and on shortwave through Radio Australia. Until the same time next week, it's good night from
F-O-R-D.
And remember, wherever you go, wherever you are, what's the Ford's goodbye?